it's not even noticed. You know why? Because you have made an idol and you call it heart. You have used the word love when you say, I love my car. It could be one over there. Because love has a definition. But you use it without a definition. You use it as extreme liking. Liking and love has nothing to do with each other. Liking is oversimplification for the animal. Animal, a rabbit likes a good carrot. Something else. We are trying to discover. So, in paragraph 3, he said, walk with me. Because we know he is that Hakim, right? He himself is that Hakim that in dream appeared to our king. Rumi, as a Hakim, said, you should walk with me. But there are two main things that you should observe. Do you remember those two stuffs? If you don't, ask yourself, how are you going to cope with this class? Because I always go back, and I insist upon that, because I always remember the confusion I had. I had tons and tons of information. Because from childhood I was exposed to this. So I have some way looking at this book that only a 5-year-old boy could do. Stories, looking stories. But the guy who is narrating it knows that what he's doing. So he's trying to turn some lights on. From that point, going to masters for years and years of studying it, all was collecting information. So I was well informed, but ignorant, because I didn't know what it is all about. The general plan was missing. This was a good guy talking about good things, that if you could do them, you will be a saint. This is the outcome of that information. What about drinking coffee? Was nothing there. But I drink coffee. It's a part of me. So should I or shouldn't I? How should I do it? I should be able to refer to this, right? No matter what, I refer to this. I don't need even to look for it. It starts right from the beginning. Because he, genius the master, right at the beginning, you know, he said, listen, so, before I say it, remember, go back, read the first story 2,000 times. No big deal, it's a story. But look at it the way you look at the picture, at the painting. Okay, looking at the painting, let's go to Van Gogh, poor Van Gogh. He has a very silly fame here. The guy painted the sun, which is like a sunflower, a yellowish, white, yellowish shape in a silly sky. This is his painting. What's nice about that? It's very expensive because it's the name of Van Gogh, and you buy it, you put it in a safe, and blah, blah, blah. But show it to an artist. An artist will look at what? The first, yes, you should know that this is Van Gogh, means this is expressionism. So he wants to express something. You're not looking at the picture, you're looking at the expression. And you look carefully, how did he do that? Right? Do the same here. Lovely story, very simple, but how did he narrate this story? That's why I waste your time here emphasizing about the words, root of the words, and all the things, hints, which are hidden there. Because poetic language is not here by accident. Do you know that? You know that Rumi, up to 40 years old, he didn't drop one verse poem, he didn't even read them. He didn't like it. Because poem was for the poets. He was a philosopher. Shams Dosin about poetic language. And he is reciting an enormous volume of poems in a language which is not his usual language. He's living in Turkey and speaking Turkish. Lecture, study, and knowledge is in Arabic. Persian is the language of childhood for him. He goes back to it. Therefore, notice it. Okay? And you will be tortured less and lesser when I go back again and again. Because if not, if you don't know the base, what are you going to build up upon? The base is this. First, the problem is the generality of intelligence avoiding exception. This is the problem. Solution is digging the rest of the universes available to human beings, which is dreaming, imagination, and non-existence. The third paragraph is said, two things you shouldn't do. First thing is,
Be ungrateful
was not the first.
See the shortcomings as well.
Look at the non-existence logically. Don't say why something is not here. They will give you something. We'll give you something, right? Right at the beginning, your intelligence wants to know, what about that? Why that is not here? He said, don't do that. Non-existence is not that. We have a lot to do with non-existence, right? So let go of that non-existence of your intelligence, which is only a negative stuff. There is no positive thing in that when you say, where is that part of the meal? That negative stuff. Because we are going to work with a lot of good non-existence. That was the first thing. The second, don't become greedy. Because greed is in you. Where is your greed? You.
It's
in here. Something is written at the top of the priorities for you. More is better. That's nonsense. Better is referring to a quality. More is quantity. And quantity necessarily is not the best. Greed is that. Because anyone knows, if you offer a monkey one banana, monkey is happy. Offer three bananas, monkey goes crazy. Why? More is better. That's the simple logic in that forest. In the forest, they think more is better. We know it's not the case. Because there are qualities that there is no more and less in it. Namely, give me a quality that there is no more or less.
Kindness
is more or less. Love. There is no more love, less love. Either there is love or not.